Not dead yet. Skip Alzheimer, where are you, my brother? Since we're running a little behind, just give Ro Rivas his due and proper introduction. Last year, I found a fairly large box of unidentified various, what were clearly 16 mil education films, and I realized I would never have any time to look at them, and they had just been abandoned. So I shipped them up to Raleigh, and Skip wrote back about a month later, "Hey, thanks. There was some great stuff in there about parasites."
Just real quickly, films, when you get a film, you don't know what it is. It's handwritten on the leader. It says Ro Rivas. Any type of film that you get is usually, the film is an answer to a question. And so when you get these films, you don't know what they are. You have to try to figure out, well, what the question is. And the question in this case is, how do we talk to young children in rural South Carolina about intestinal parasites?
Science films. This is the only one in which Ro Rivas appears, but there are other copies of this film probably all over the state, and I'm sure thousands of people saw it growing up. But in point of fact, within just a few years, thanks to that particular campaign, an 80% infestation rate in certain parts of South Carolina was almost completely cured or solved as a health problem of that time. It was quite a serious problem, even though the film is in many ways still very fun to watch. And we found in the South Carolinian Library here, there's an entire educational kit, the Ro Rivas Extravaganza, Magic Something Something. It had coloring books and comic strips and T-shirts and bumper stickers. So Ro Rivas and the animated worm. Did anyone catch her name? Her name is Carrie. Carrie Ascaris, because she's the Ascaris worm. She was the egg layer. There was a comic book before Ro Rivas in which Carrie was the star, not Ro. No one has been able to explain where the name Ro Rivas comes from. So if you know, let me know. But I would also say that Ro Rivas said something very important that we might take as, in fact, the great kind of aphorism for what this whole conference has been about. If we use a very powerful camera, we can see what you can't see with your eyes because it is too small. I couldn't put it any better.